I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Fairpoint Communications issued a rosier-than-usual second-quarter earnings report today. While there were some bright spots in revenue, the company says much of that good news is thanks to lower labor costs since it settled with union workers earlier this year. VPR's Steve Zint explains.
Fairpoint actually saw revenues decline from the same quarter last year. But unlike a year ago, when it lost almost $23 million in the second quarter, this year it reported a net income of more than $40 million. That was due largely to cost savings from new contracts with union employees and the elimination of medical benefits for retired workers. The company's operating expenses decreased by a substantial $84.4 million for the quarter. In May, Fairpoint announced it's laying off approximately 260 workers in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. In prepared remarks, Fairpoint CEO Paul Sinou said the layoffs allow the company to align its workforce to its current business needs, something it couldn't have done as easily without the new union contracts.
The new provisions of the collective bargaining agreements allowed for a more streamlined layoff process with lower severance costs than in the past.
Overall, there are currently 229 fewer Fairpoint employees compared to the same quarter last year. As he did earlier this year, Sinou said the company is aware of a trend toward consolidation in the telecommunications industry and is exploring a number of options, including a possible sale.
There are limits to what I can discuss publicly on this topic, but I can assure you that we've been active over the past 3 months exploring the spectrum of alternatives available to us.
Sinou said options other than selling the company include stock buybacks, refinancing, and acquisitions. Reacting to the latest earnings report, Mike Spillane of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Vermont faulted the company for relying on job cuts to improve its bottom line.
That $84 million or whatever it is that the company has taken from us is also $84 million less in buying power that we have to spend in these states. You know, there's no good way to look at this at all.
Fairpoint says it expects to save another $7 to $9 million in the second half of this fiscal year due to layoffs announced in May. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.